was a light on in the farmhouse kitchen, but he went straight to the barn, climbed the ladder to the hayloft, and lay down. He could put off dreaming, but he couldn't escape remembering. He stared at the darkness. After a while, he was aware of the pattering of feet. He turned. A stream of pale rat-shaped ghosts skipped along the roof beam above his head, fading as they ran, so that soon there was nothing but the sound of the scampering. They were followed by a shape. It was about 6 inches high. It wore a black robe. It held a small scythe in one skeletal paw. A bone-white nose with brittle grey whiskers protruded from the shadowy hood. Bildor reached down and picked it up. It didn't resist, but stood on the palm of his hand and eyed him as one professional to another. Bildor said, "And you are?" The Death of Rats nodded.
"Squeak!"
"I remember when you were a part of me." The Death of Rats squeaked again.
"Squeak!"
Bildor fumbled in the pockets of his overall. He'd put some of his lunch in there.
"Ah, yes.
I expect that you could murder a piece of cheese." The Death of Rats took it graciously. Bildor remembered visiting an old man once, only once, who had spent almost his entire life locked in a cell in a tower for some alleged crime or other, and had tamed little birds for company during his life sentence. They cracked on his bedding and ate his food, but he tolerated them, and smiled at their flight in and out of the bar high barred windows. Death had wondered at the time why anyone would do something like that.
"I won't delay you," he said. "I expect you've got things to do, rats to see. I know how it is."
And now he understood. He put the figure back on the beam and lay down in the hay.
"Drop in any time you're passing."
Bildor stared at the darkness again. Sleep. He could feel her prowling around. Sleep with a pocketful of dreams. He lay in the darkness,